Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On a Tuesday, you know, we were going to start off with what should be a state holiday in both Kansas and Missouri, and that is, it is Patrick Mahomes' birthday.
We'll get there.
But we start off on a bit of a more sour note today.
Yeah, and we're going to let ABC News tell you more about this, as you've been hearing in our newscasts here. Cokie Roberts, legendary broadcaster, has died at the age of 75 from complications of breast cancer.
Roberts was a fixture of Washington, known for her sharp reporting and analysis, her quick wit, grace, and kindness, notably her support of women in journalism. A role model and a mentor, Cokie encouraged women to push for a seat at the political roundtable. The daughter of longtime U.S. Representatives Hale Boggs and Lindy Boggs, Cokie grew up with a front row seat to American political history. Her full name was Mary Martha Corinne Morrison Claiborne Roberts.
Thank you for having me, and please call me Cokie.
She considered joining the family business, but found her calling as a journalist.
It was essentially reporting and then writing very brief little stories, and I loved it.
She spent 10 years at NPR before finding her longtime home here at ABC News, first as a contributor on This Week.
What is your definition of womanizer?
Most women know it when they see it, Senator.
And later, co-anchor with Sam Donaldson from 1996 to 2002.
Until next week, that's This Week.
Cokie was a key part of ABC News' political coverage for decades, interviewing presidents, politicians, and first ladies. Cokie wrote several New York Times bestsellers detailing untold and remarkable contributions of women in American history. She received countless awards and more than 30 honorary degrees. But the most important things to Cokie were her Catholic faith, her beloved New Orleans, and her family. Married to her husband Steve, also a journalist, for 53 years, Cokie was the mother of two and grandmother of six. In 2002, Cokie battled breast cancer and spoke candidly about being on television while wearing a wig.
I felt, first going on the air in a wig, that I looked really goofy.
It was that honesty, that humanity, that made her stand out amid the noise of politics, and why Cokie was so beloved by those of us here at ABC News and by viewers across the nation. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A heck of a career, and I have to imagine, we welcome in EJ and Ellen from Kansas City's Morning News. And EJ, we'll get to you in just a second, but from the female perspective, the initial part of that report was pushing for a seat at the table, obviously media for a long time, dominated by men. I mean, Ellen and Jamie, the two of you have been in this business for a long time. What did you know, what did you learn from watching Cokie for so long?
Well, there's a dignity that she's always had. We were talking on the newsroom. She came here one time. Was she here for a Truman Library event or something?
Did she write a book about Harry Truman?
Or maybe that was it.
I think she had a book about Harry Truman. Wild About Harry is how I remember getting into the interview. And so I wonder if that's what it was.
But there was a reserve about it. And I was saying it wasn't cold. And Mark Lavoie outside said it was dignity. And that really is dignity and grace.
Grace is the word I would use.
Jamie?
Yeah. And just, I mean, a very lengthy career and very well-known political commentator in a world, you know, before women were respected. She kind of led the way on that. And I think we all had the same reaction was, oh my gosh, Cokie Roberts. Like, that's a big name, you know, regardless of being a woman, that's a big name in journalism.
I keep thinking about her 53 years of marriage to Steve Roberts, who is a regular.
He's on your show all the time.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I just think, oh my Lord, how do you go on when you've lost your partner of 50 plus years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cokie also had a certain warmth to her as well. I remember when she came into the studio, she had this warmth about her. She was very kind, very generous with her time. She's just a delightful person.
She was here. She came here. Coming up, we're going to replay the interview. But I was working on the morning show then when she came in 2009. I immediately remembered that she had been here. And there was a lot of star power there also. Mm-hmm. It was 2009. It was right after the election. She, you know, her being in the building and having a lot of stories to tell, and we'll play some of that coming up also.
What was it like when she did walk in the room? when she sat down with you guys, because we're going to hear that interview, but the presence that you talk, because I wasn't around, obviously, this was, what, 10 years ago. And what's so funny is we listened to a little bit of the interview. If you take out the name Obama and put in the name Trump, a lot of the interview is very similar. It's really interesting how the interview, everything really kind of comes back all the way around, and it's cyclical. But what was she like when she sat down?
Again, I go back to dignity and grace and a certain amount of reserve. But, you know, you're a little awestruck when someone who's who's got that sort of a resume behind her walks into the room. I took her up in the elevator and I didn't quite know what to say.
No, I mean, that's exactly what I would have said. Starstruck. We meet and talk to a lot of people. And she has a certain presence to her. And you know her status as a journalist and a respected member of this community. And yeah, I mean, that's the, it was like, wow, I'm sitting here with Cokie Roberts. Because for what she did and what she accomplished, there aren't very many bigger or better.
Do we have another female Cokie Roberts out there? Has there been someone like her in, say, in the last 10 years that has made their way through that you can point to specifically as a woman in this industry that is still dominated by a lot of men?
I don't know that she ever got, she didn't have the same upfront presence as Cokie Roberts, but there is no better journalist on the face of this earth than Ann Compton. She did not have that same leading role, anchor role, in your face, hosting This Week kind of role. But in terms of journalism, fairness, knowing insider, I mean, Ann Compton is second to none as well.
And Jamie, I think because of Cokie and Ann Compton, you can't necessarily pick someone out anymore because there are so many women in broadcasting.
And we haven't had any that have been around consistently that long, especially in politics. There are a lot of female news people, but not on the opinion side as much, not covering politics and really getting into that. You get a lot of female journalists, but not that really get into the political side.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, I'm racking my brain and I don't have anybody, do you?
Yeah.
Like I say, it's so common now that it's hard to pick someone out because of those women who paved the way.
EJ, Ellen, thank you guys so much. We're going to hear more from both of these two. They're 2009 voices when Cokie Roberts was in studio.
Nice.
Could I have my 2009 weight back, please?
I was back. I was looking for the picture. He's dismissed us, but we're still talking.
That's fine. It's fine. It's-
I was back. Jamie took a picture of you and me with Cokie in this studio. And I'll be darned if I can find it, but I found other pictures from 2009. I just want to look like that again. I want my 2000.
What are those pictures of? What other pictures do we have?
I look like a child compared to this.
But that interview with Cokie in studio from 2009, it was almost President Obama's 100th day in office. And the issues, the challenges a president deals with, it's like, well, you just take out Obama's name and throw in President Trump's name, and it's like, oh, yeah, they all have stuff to deal with on 80 different fronts.
You know, it's funny. When I heard this morning that Cokie Roberts had died, I immediately remembered that we had had her here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I could tell you that about everybody, but I didn't remember exactly when. I remember we had taken pictures. I remember she sat in that far seat over there by the door, and that there was kind of a crowd around the window.
Okay.
Like it did kind of feel like we had, you know, journalism royalty in the building.
We'll have that interview for you coming up. We hit the Wayback Machine from 2009 when Cokie Roberts was in studio with EJ Becker and Ellen Schenck on News Radio 980.
Forgot we called it. When did we change it? When did we drop that?
I don't know. But we will do that coming up next. We are going over the loss of Cokie Roberts, passing away today at the age of 75, the legendary news journalist, political commentator. She battled breast cancer.
3 Emmys, decades. I saw this morning she had done 120 appearances on C-SPAN over the years. Broadcasting and Cable Hall of Fame, had been cited as one of the 50th greatest women in the history of broadcasting by the American Women in Radio and Television. And really also known for her political commentary. She had done a lot on ABC. Started with NPR. So she came in studio in 2009. This is April of 2009. We're going to replay this for you. We immediately remembered this morning that she had been here. It was significant because it was right after we had a new president, and she was in studio with EJ and Ellen, and here is that interview.
KMBZ on demand at KMBZ.com. Kansas City's morning news.
724 at News Radio 980 KMBZ. And please welcome to the studio. She's wild about Harry, and that's why she's here in town. Spoke last night down at the Marriott Muehlbach, kind enough to join us in studio for a few minutes this morning. ABC commentator and best-selling author on the New York Times list, Cokie Roberts. Cokie, it is a pleasure and an honor to have you with us this morning.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. It's a beautiful day in Kansas City.
It is, and yet you came for great weather.
That's true.
First trip?
No. Come on, I'm a political reporter.
Well, and then let's jump right into it. The big thing going on right now, the controversy over these potential prosecutions of Bush administration officials about interrogation techniques. Some say that the president, President Obama, is placating the left and that nothing will ever happen. No prosecutions will actually come of this. What do you think?
I think it's a bad idea to prosecute. I think that the president's initial instinct was right, which was to say, let's just move on here, but also put out the facts and show what has been going on. I think that it will just tie up Washington at a time when nobody needs it. There's a great deal to do, and it will just get. I mean, I've covered these things, you know. I've covered all these endless hearings and all that. It gets so it takes over the entire Congress.
Is there any going back at this point? Because he's already changed his mind once.
Well, I think what he said, as I understand it, is that he said that it's up to the Attorney General, and that if the Congress does investigate, it should be a bipartisan commission. That's not going to happen. They're not going to let that happen.
No. Another primetime press conference is slated for Wednesday for President Obama, and that will mark 100 days. Start off by asking, what do you think of the first 100 days?
Well, I think that by and large, he's done a very good job. It is, you know, it's a little sort of head banging, you know, because one day it's cars, and the next day it's banks, and the next day it's credit cards, and the next day it's Latin America, and the next day it's Europe, and you know, but I think that that they came in with terror, basically, facing them. The any conversation you have with somebody in the financial world, it just scares you to death, and I think that's what they found when they got there.
7:42 now at KMBZ. Coming up after 8 o'clock, the Week in Review Roundtable. Unfortunately, Cokie will not be part of our roundtable as she is on Sunday mornings with George.
And there is a plane to catch, that sort of thing.
But we are lucky to have Cokie Roberts, best-selling author, ABC News commentator, with us in studio this morning. Cokie, once again, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Now I've got some coffee. I can actually speak.
Want to talk in a minute about We Are Our Mother's Daughters. But
good.
Here you are. You are the daughter of two members of Congress. How has that changed your perspective on Washington?
Oh, I think it's completely different from other perspectives. It didn't change my perspective because I've always grown up with it, but it is different from other reporters. And the main difference is that I think the founders had it right to create a Congress. You know, I don't think that they're all evil, horrible people, and I also don't think that they're all grand scheming people. I think they're people, and people who come home to rotten kids at night or to good kids at night, depending on the night, and who have the same problems and joys as anybody else. And I think that's a much healthier perspective for a reporter to have about the Congress.
We talked a little bit earlier about the Obama administration, and I'd like to ask another question about that, specifically as it refers to some of the policies that he's been enacting, that the administration's been enacting here. And many of them seem to be undoing things that the Bush administration did in their 8 years in office. Business or personal? In terms of taking apart some of the Bush administration's policies.
Oh, I think that on the foreign scene, that it is business, if that's the way you want to characterize it. He's clearly had a tour of I am not George Bush. Both in Europe and Latin America. And I think that was to try to get the United States image in a better place. Now, I'm very glad, he said in Europe, that a lot of knee-jerk anti-Americanism is insidious, which it is. And for him to just be sort of saying, I'm the new guy on the block and things are going to be different now, is not a good idea. And I think he's had some surprises along those lines. I think that Iran, for instance, has been a difficult thing for him to figure out how to handle.
Let's talk about Pakistan. That's frightening, with the Taliban with sort of a free zone there and moving closer to the capital. What are your feelings there?
I've actually been in the northwest frontier provinces of Pakistan. I don't recommend it. I was there for Save the Children after the earthquake, and it is just an impossible territory to really try to find any terrorist in and try to root them out. So I think that, you know, the United States has got to get the Pakistani government more cooperative with us, but also to emphasize a lot more the kind of good work that we do there. We do tremendous, you know, this is something that neither the American people nor the people in other countries understand, which is that the United States government, through all kinds of non-governmental organizations, helps people all over the world get into not just, you know, bringing in food when there's an emergency, but into a developed world, you know, educating girls, creating microfinance institutions so that people can survive and carry on. There are all kinds of good things we do, and I think that we have to put a lot of emphasis on that.
Talking with political analyst Cokie Roberts, the older I get, the more I see my mother in me. We are our mother's daughters. Talk about the focus of this book.
It's about women's roles in our society, not just mothers and daughters, although I do get this hysterical reaction of, I am not my mother's daughter. I won't be my mother's daughter. And I would love to be my mother's daughter, but it's about women as politicians, in the military, as scientists, as athletes, and then in the personal roles as friends and aunts and sisters and mothers and daughters and wives. It is women in American history. We were talking off the air about the woman who started Pepperidge Farm Bakery, and you know, lots of interesting stories, and mainly to show other women and girls that there have been a lot of women doing very interesting things for a very long time, and that they've always been doing it while caretaking and taking care of families in one way or another, or the community in one way or another. And, you know, they shouldn't get so exercised about all of this. This is a long tradition that we've done very well.
Cokie, when you update the book again in 10 years.
Oh, God.
Who are the women today that will be in the book that aren't in
there
now?
You know, what was a little bit depressing about updating after 10 years was seeing, in some ways, yes, how far we had come. So, you know, now there's 17% of Congress is female. That's a big change. And the Speaker of the House is a woman. So that is a change that is, in, you know, some ways heartening. But looking at the 2008 election was not heartening at all. You know, the sexism, the blatant sexism against Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton. So in 10 years, who knows? I mean, maybe I'll ask someone else to do it. My daughter can do it in 10 years. But I'm sure that there are women out there, both in the world of politics and in the world of the entrepreneur, where I've seen tremendous change. But the other thing that you don't expect is, you know, 41-year-old athletes. So mm-hmm. When you ask about 10 years, you kind of think about the young people. But then older people emerge on the scene, and that I do like.
That was Cokie Roberts. She was in studio back in April of 2009 with E.J. Becker and Ellen Schenck here on KMBZ.
What'd you say, 23% now?
We're now up to 23% of Congress is female. And what she didn't mention, it's not just athletes running for political office, it's TV star billionaires.
Yes.
They ran for office as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.